AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is releasing 3 million pages of documents in the latest Jeffrey Epstein disclosure, as well as more than 2,000 videos and 180,000 images. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says he knows the release won't answer many of the questions people have about the Epstein case.
We did not protect President Trump. We didn't protect or not protect anybody. I mean, I think that there's a hunger or a thirst for information that I do not think will be satisfied by the review of these documents. There's nothing I can do about that.
The department missed a December 19th release date set by Congress. Former CNN anchor Don Lemon and three other people have been arrested in connection with an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church. Todd Blanche was asked about it.
Do I have a reaction to it? I don't know what that means. What are you looking for me to do? Jump up and down? No, I don't have a reaction to it. I don't know that the charges are unsealed yet.
Stocks have moved lower after President Trump says he'll nominate former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh to be the next Fed chair. This is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
So I'd simply say this about Mr. Warsh. Donald Trump is trying to cannibalize the Federal Reserve to eliminate its independence. And Mr. Warsh has an obligation to ensure that does not happen.
It's been cold in many parts of the country, and forecaster Bob Orovic says the deep freeze is moving into Florida this weekend.
Saturday will be a okay day, but as we go into Sunday morning and then especially Monday morning, the low temperatures across much of the peninsula are going to be in the low to mid-20s as you get away from the coast.
Cities like Tampa in Florida could see some snow. Senate leaders are scrambling today to avert a partial government shutdown, which is at midnight. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Israel says it will reopen Gaza's border crossing with Egypt this weekend.
The move will allow Palestinians to enter and leave the territory after nearly 2 years of near complete closure. The Israeli military body in charge of coordinating aid to Gaza said in a statement on Friday that limited movement of people only would be allowed. Among those waiting to cross the border into Egypt is 15-year-old Palestinian teenager Rimas Abu Lahia, who was shot by Israeli gunfire in the leg while at an aid site in Gaza. She told the AP that her greatest wish in life is to get up and walk on her own 2 feet without anyone's help. That wish would only come true by crossing into Egypt for treatment via the Rafah crossing. The reopening of the Rafah crossing on Sunday, which is Gaza's main gateway to the world, will represent a significant step forward for President Trump's Gaza ceasefire plan. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ed Donahue, AP News.